Once again, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present another 15-minute program by Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys.
Yes, sir, it's these wide awake, rip snorting hillbilly boys back again to play a 15-minute
yes,
program
sir.
For everybody listening in. And to start, start a program off, I believe Mickey Wicked is going to be the master of ceremonies on the first part of this program, aren't you? Mickey Wicked said he'd rather talk with his little fiddle. Well, let's go Mickey Wicked with his first number. First she gave me peaches, next she gave me pears, then she gave me 50 cents and kissed me on the stairs. Chewing, chewing, chewing gum, chewing, chewing, chewing gum, chewing, chewing, chewing gum, chewing, chewing, chewing church last night, what do you reckon she done? She walked right up to the preacher's place and caught her chewing gum. Chewing, chewing, chewing gum, chewing, chewing, chewing gum, chewing, chewing, chewing gum, chewing, chewing, chewing gum. Well, thank you, boys, for giving me a little accompaniment on that wonderful number titled She Chewed Her Chewing Gum. And now to get along with our program, we're going to ask Mickey Wicked to come up here and give you a good old violin solo. It's a very pretty number, by the way. When Mickey Wicked gets through tuning, he's going to walk up here and play Blue Hours. very much, Mickey Wicky. And while you're up here to the microphone, I'd like to have you come up here and read this little poem that was composed by our dad, Governor W. Leo Daniel. He composed this October the 20th, 1934. And we're going to have little Mickey Wicky come up here and read it for us. And it's entitled, How to Live.
I'm a roving cowboy, far away from home.
Listen, all you drugstore cowboys and you gals, the boys all like. Some good advice is now coming from the guy behind the mic. This life is but a journey from weather to thin. You must keep right on moving. You can't stay on the fence. It is well to get your lessons, because school will soon be o'er. And when you start in business, you'll wish you'd learned much more. Take good care of your body. It's the only one you've got. And before you finish traveling, you'll need it quite a lot. A little real religion won't load you down too much. And chances are you'll need it sometimes when you're in dust. It's well to create friendships, the true and loyal kind. But when evil people tempt you, say, Satan, get behind. Don't try to hoard up riches to tarnish in the chest. Good deeds you do for others will for you turn out best. You won't learn much by talking. Look and listen. Read and learn. Remember, if you do not play with fire, you're not so apt to burn.
Thank you very much, Mickey Wicky, and thank you, boys, for giving Mike that little background while he's reading that poem. And now to get along with our program, well, I believe we're going to have Horace, the little lovebird, walk right up here, and he says, take me back to Colorado.
Take me back to Colorado, she's beating old Nevada. Take me longing for them foothills every day. It's so soothing in the evening when the old gray wolf's grieving. Take me back to Colorado for to stay. For to stay, for to stay. Colorado, I'm busting right away. I just love the roaring rattle of the hoofs and horns of cattle. Take me back to Colorado for to stay. When the north wind gets to howling and the old coyotes are howling, when it's me you'll see us sitting by the fire. My old dog won't be a growling and you won't catch me a scowling, for we both know exactly where we are. Where we are, where we are. You can bet your goose we're knowing where we are. I'll be toasting my old knees, sitting in my cabin by the fire. I bought a little Ford machine and filled it up with gasoline. I cranked her and the darn thing got away. Gosh, it didn't wait till I got in, so now I own a pile of tin. But every month I walk right up and pay. Up and pay, up and pay. So much down and so much every other day. Gosh, it didn't wait till I got in, so now I own a pile of tin. Every month I walk right up and pay. Take me back to Colorado, she's a big old Nevada, and I'm a longing for them foothills every day. It's so soothing in the evening when the old gray wolf's grieving. Take me back to Colorado for to stay. For to stay, for to stay. Take me back to Colorado for to stay. I love the roaring rattle of the hoofs and horns and cattle. Take me back to Colorado for to stay.
Thank you very much, Horace.
Yes.
And many housewives tell us that there is one feature about hillbilly flour that is particularly appeals to them, and that is its uniformity. They say hillbilly has been absolutely uniform ever since they began using it. And really, folks, that is the most important feature. You ladies know how hard it is to bake good things if the flour is different in every sack that you buy. Hillbilly is tested several times daily in a laboratory and bakery equipment with the most modern laboratory equipment. We therefore know that every sack of hillbilly is up to the hillbilly standard before it ever leaves the mill.
They're all hillbilly.
Stick to the standard. Hillbilly. The uniform flour. That good flour.
Please pass the biscuits, Pappy.
Thank you very much, Leon. And while you're passing the biscuits here, we might as well have you pass over here to the microphone and sing, "We'll Make Hay While the Sun Shines."
Take me where the daisies cover the country lane. We'll make hay while the sun shines. We'll make love when it rains. Take me where the songbirds fill you with sweet refrain. We'll make hay while the sun shines. We'll make love when it rains. From the hustle and the bustle of the city, we'll become a fair country folk. In a little cottage getting pretty, we'll be Mr. and Mrs. Joe. Take me where the daisies cover the country lane. We'll make it while the sun shines. We'll make love when it rains.
Leon, and do you believe we have time here for a good old breakdown on this program?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mickey Wakey, come on over here and give us a little of that corn husking sound. Mickey Wakey. I like to ran over myself on that number. And I see our time's all up, so we'll have to leave everybody listening in. So until you hear us again, this is Paddle Daniel and all the hillbilly boys saying so long.
I like my music, blow my music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like red sticks, big white buckets, hillbilly flowers don't make them grand. So always sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you stay. Pass the biscuit, Pappy, and we'll see you later. Right up the corner, let it go down your lane, hillbilly band.
This program was brought to you through the courtesy of the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your patronage of hillbilly products.